This is the Tim and Jess podcast for Hit 96.1.
Jess, is a special moment for me.
Your whole career has been leading to this moment.
It's been leading to this moment. We are joined now on the phone by a very special guest. His name is Henry, South Australian owned. Just got kicked off the island yesterday. Oh, sorry, last night in Survivor. Blindsided. He had a hidden immunity idol.
Yeah.
He didn't even do it.
Unfortunate.
And Henry, my first question, first of all, what's it like going from just your normal Australian average day life to then heading out to Samoa in the middle of nowhere with 23 strangers you've never met before?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like nothing I've ever done before. And you're right. For a long time, I lost about 9 kilos and then straight away after. Yeah, so about 10% of my body weight. And then straight after you see food and you eat it. So, it's really stopped to this day. I'm not going to put it back on. But, it's all worth it.
Well, clearly your yoga would be helping you get back into your natural state because, of course, you are definitely 100%, not word of a lie, a yoga instructor.
I just ask, what was the strategy supposed to be by telling everyone that you were a yoga instructor? Like, what was the end goal for that? Because we never really got to see it come to fruition.
I wanted everyone to see this face, this facade that I'm a loyal, trustworthy kind of guy. So.
All right, and yoga instructors are, apparently.
Well, good on yoga instructors. I believe they're, up there with some of the most, zen-loving, loyal and trustworthy people. So I thought that was the best way to go.
And, mate, it worked. I think there was one person, I think Sarah early on sort of flagged, maybe this is a bit of BS, but you nailed it every day. You committed so much. You did yoga every morning. And and when questioned about it, they said, how did you get your, yoga license or whatever? He's like, just did it online. Just got it online, like a first aid certificate.
definitely outweighed the bear because, I was able to get all this information, I knew where all the idols were going into merge, knew where the super idol was, I was able to get people who I just voted against to come vote with me. So, all those silly classes I did on the island and all the, zen loving that I produced, it worked in my favour in terms of gameplay, I thought. But, it was tough. Yeah, I know nothing.
Obviously, a big fan of Survivor, you've said to be on the show many times. Yep. What was just while we wind things up, what was it like, just the experience? You were out there for over 35 days.
Is it hard to watch it back on TV and see things that you missed while you were there?
Yeah, it's so tough because everyone can be like, why don't you see that? Why don't you see that? But yeah, you can only know what you find out for yourself. And you don't see all the confessions by other people, but it is a once-in-a-lifetime experience. I encourage anyone to apply. There's another season coming around the corner. But, even some of those challenges, they're epic. You never do that stuff. So, and you don't really get the chance to lie and, be a yoga instructor for 7 days. So it was really good.
Well, I commend you for getting through the application, first of all.
We both tried. It took too long. So.
Give me a hand. Just give me a yell.
Well, Henry, as you said, mate, going in, you probably think, I'm going to do all these moves, and you get out there, you're exhausted physically, mentally, and it's a lot harder than thing. And, mate, you've done extremely well. I'm surprised you're not in the top two, let alone the top four. So, unfortunately, you did get eliminated, but thank you very much, and good luck with anything moving on forward, mate.
Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Come on. Come and get it. Tim and Jess, 6 a.m. weekdays on Hit 96.1 and always on Facebook.com/Hit 96.1.